So I was thinking, since the kobold babies are getting a little bit older, like the names that I gave them, it's kind of tradition to give them something to call them, but as they get older, then we change their names, and eventually they pick their own name when they get old enough. So right now, I was thinking along the lines of, you know, naming them after characters that tend to be very difficult to control, go off on their own and do all kinds of wacky adventures and stuff. So I was thinking these three would be Beth, Ellie, and Eo.
Oh, those sound like fascinating, unique, and exotic names.
I don't know about exotic. It looks like Beth has chewed through her harness again.
That sounds about right.
Meanwhile, Lighter is being pulled away by the other two, who are going in generally the same direction. But they both decided to go around opposite sides of a light post.
Clonk.
This is not canon. However, hello and welcome to Cogworld. It is a Cypher system campaign set up in a homebrew world. My name is Crash, and I will be your GM for the evening. Tonight we'll be joined by a bunch of awesome people, including Beth, Crash, Ellie, and Eo.
Oh, I already did that joke.
I had just taken the breath that I needed to start the rest of the recap. Okay, let's try that again. The people of the Cogworld live upon continent-sized gears rising up out of the world's oceans. But they don't think about that very much. They don't even call it the Cogworld. Visitors might, if there were any. But to the residents, it's simply just the world, as it has always been. On the ring gear of Archizo, on the edge of the Windbreak region, 2 days counterclockwise from the recently diminished town of Korf, several alleged incarnations of local deities and a kobold with three children decided to split the party. Mapha decided to stay in the Brick Oven Inn and wrangle baby kobolds with Lighter, while Chatika, Lucy, and Tam went shopping for supplies, including baby harnesses for the aforementioned baby kobolds. They'd been basket dwellers up until now, but the basket recently quit. Lucy
It was
found
forced into retirement.
Yes, it was towed out of the environment. Lucy found a millet vendor through airborne reconnaissance, while Tam pretended to be a vendor in order to learn where goods were being sold wholesale. Mapha invented a legally distinct version of Goosebumps stories to entertain not just kobolds, but younger members of the Pipette family as well. Chatika, Lucy, and Tam's search for wholesale discounts was put on pause when they found a local chapel for the God of Unity. After some debate, they decided to break the news to those inside that their god had been assassinated 2 days prior. In the process, they learned that some recent helpers who were rough around the edges, to quote one of the clergy, had been sent to help the clerics of the chapel. But some were dubious about the helpers' true motives. Meanwhile, Mapha was accosted by the god of impatience, who had been wandering town for a week since their own untimely demise, and needed Mapha's help to transition onwards. In the process, Mapha learned that she was not, in fact, the god of death. Impatience referred to the Church of Death as a cult, and insisted that she was, in actuality, the god of crossroads. It is mid-morning on the third day of summer. Third day of summer. Three of the party members have just agreed to spy on the Church of Unity's new recruits. Mapha is resisting the temptation to apply makeup that resembles a traffic sign. No one has even asked if baby kobold harnesses are a thing that can be purchased. What happens next is up to you.
You, the listener, if you want Mapha to put on the makeup that looks like a traffic sign, press 1. If you want Mapha to leave in search of the other party members, press 2.
Now, because we are recording this in September, and it will go live in January, we will now wait here for several months for the responses.
Good night, everybody.
Take your luck points.
My concerns, they are vast.
No, they're fast.
Them too. I see that the kobolds.
Mm-hmm.
The kobolds are the concerns.
Mm-hmm.
Mischievous Lord Stabby is also quite speedy.
Very concerned.
I have moved Lord Stabby over to the craft services section labeled not even in this game system. However, the character Indeed. Art now exists, so we could add it to the GURPS Wars game.
Such concern.
Look, if a tiny little cleaning automaton appears, I don't promise to not give it a knife.
I mean,
I heard that laugh.
So did I.
I don't want a luck point, though. Don't give me the luck point.
It's funnier that you're saying, don't give me the luck point. Do you have 5 already?
No, I have 4. Do not give me a luck point.
You're allowed up to 5. You have to reroll when you get 6.
Oh, I thought it was you had to reroll when you got 5.
Yeah, you've been making us reroll when we have 5.
Am I misremembering? Regardless, it's fine. All right, so let's start with those of you who are at the chapel. Well, one of you is at the chapel, one of you is outside the chapel, and you've just agreed to spy on a bunch of guards.
That makes sense. Chitika, upon being briefed, does not believe that they are guards. Chitika is absolutely convinced that they are probably part of the problem. They are certainly not part of the solution.
And if you're not part of the solution, you're part of the precipitate.
Oh yes, I bet they're very precipitous.
They want to rain on your parade.
Uh-huh. I think that raining arrows on us did count as raining on our parade. There were parades. I was in one.
And you didn't even end it with a bottle of olive oil.
Someone else had it.
This is true, but Tam didn't point that out until later.
Those details.
So you have shared Chitika's reaction, but what are Chitika and Tam doing?
That depends on how long it is until the people we want to follow are expected back.
Huh?
They usually show up sometime before noon to ask if there's anything to do and also get their daily wages so that they can buy lunch. Sometimes they smell of alcohol when they show up. You get the sense that by sometimes, they mean most times.
Clearly we should be looking for the closest cheap bar. I mean, unless they smell like good alcohol.
Somehow I doubt that.
No. They get paid, but they don't get paid that much. The Church cheapest of Unity bar. is a benefactor, but not a patron.
So the cheapest, need to find the cheapest bar within a reasonable walking distance.
All right.
I think that first we should, we didn't actually get anything except mallet. I was going to say we should go back and talk to Mafa and the others, but
we should probably warn Mafa that there are dangers in case, you know, things.
Well, one of us could go warn Mafa and one of us could go and acquire supplies.
That's true. I've never acquired supplies, but my family has talked about how. I don't have any coins, though. And I don't know if I'm very good at grabbing things and running.
Well, I can get the supplies then.
I guess I will go and warn Mafa. You be careful, okay?
Of course. Take Lucy with you.
Okay. We'll take... I might be able to carry the millet. Is the millet too big to carry?
If Lucy carries the millet, then Lucy won't be able to fly, but would still be able to walk with Chitika.
That's probably better.
Technically, I probably still allow flying, but it would cost effort.
Yeah.
All right. For a brief moment, let's cut over to Mafa. Mafa, what are you doing?
I was actually perfectly happy to let that keep going until someone made it back to the Hole in the Wall Tavern.
Because I understand some stuff that's not happening on camera, I will agree. All right. So let's cut back to Tam. It does not take long for you to continue to go towards the sounds of train whistles, where you find a second market, one that is set up to be directly supplied by people carrying things from train cars and sorting them, and money changes hand right there. And then somebody running a stall, which is much more permanent than the stalls you saw in the market that you were previously in. Basically, they have lines of people with carts coming up to get things and put them in boxes and wheel away. It seems much more organized than the other market. Like, they have a system here that everyone just understands.
Well, that's kind of unfortunate. The people unloading the trains, are they in any kind of uniform?
There's some that appear to be wearing the same outfit, but take a look at your character sheet. Give me an intellect roll, difficulty 2. Well, that's a GM intrusion. So,
oops.
I could spend luck.
You could spend luck. You do have 4 luck points.
And indeed, I probably should spend luck, but...
Are you going to invoke a Daldane and say, no, no, this is funnier?
Oh, I'm very tempted to, but no, not this time. Not on the intellect roll.
I just saw the luck go down by 3. Intellect roll, take 2. Well, with a 14...
That is not a 1.
That is definitely not a 1. There is a 1 there, but it is followed by a different number entirely. And even if it was the same number, it's followed by a number. Right, so what you are noticing is that the people who are doing the unloading seem to have come with the trains. It's not that they are in uniform, although that train over there, they do appear to have a uniform. For the most part, it's that if they're traveling with the train, they tend to get their clothing from the same location and different cultural differences. That's redundant. Different cultural differences. throughout the ring for this particular gear lead to similarities in what they're wearing that are different enough from this area that one could look at it and say, is that a uniform? No, it's not a uniform. But whatever. Just enough that a role was required. So, yeah, the people who are unloading the trains come with the trains. The people who are doing the selling are doing so possibly on some type of consignment. They are handing money over to the people who are unloading the trains and then distributing it to people who are there to purchase, say, a year's supply of millet. None for you, thanks. You've already eaten. Further inspection shows that the different lines that go to the different stalls, there are... is signage that lets you know what category of goods they are selling there. And there are enough of these booths that you're not going into a line for dry goods. What kind of dry good do you want? There's a line for each subcategory. This does help the line move faster, but if you're here for more than one thing, you're going to be in more than one line.
So are there any train... to being unloaded where I don't look, where I wouldn't look horribly out of place, like where there are other gazellekin wandering around, or at least similar runnerkin?
That is a good question. Unfortunately, the closest you get to that is not even runnerkin. There is one train that seems to be being unloaded by a bunch of mousekin and owlkin, but the rest of them appear to be more non-animal-based individuals.
Well, that makes things a little harder.
It's probably
okay. Better question.
If they came here on a train, they probably all know each other. But ask your better question.
Well, for one thing, I have an ability to help with that. For another. Do any of them look like they're short-handed?
Which category of people?
Train unloaders, preferably, but, you know, the consignment people, too. Anyone who looks like they're already having trouble wrangling everything.
Give me an intellect roll. This is based on noticing things, so any skills you have that would help with that can be applied without applying any... bonuses, it's difficulty 3.
Maybe I will spend a level of effort. Maybe I will roll a nat 20.
Maybe you'll roll a nat 20. As it turns out, when you are an owlkin or a mousekin, you are not known for being very physically athletic in regards to lifting heavy things. So even though there is a number of mousekin, there's like 6 of them trying to lift one box and move it down a ramp without it crushing one of the mousekin. They are definitely short-handed, no matter how many hands they have.
They're very short.
Excellent. In that case, I am going to go and be helpful.
Okay. You go over to help them just as the crate they're attempting to move starts sliding down the ramp. And you notice that there is, in fact, an Alkin standing on top of the crate. They are there, apparently, to direct movements. They're helping by adding to the weight of it, but it probably looked good in their own mind. Cut to.
Here. Are you all right?
Give me a strength roll if you're going to be helping.
I'm not good at that.
That's okay. What's the difficulty? It's difficulty too. Well over 50% chance of succeeding.
I am going to expend effort on that as well.
Okay.
Which will be a significant amount of...
Hey, you didn't even need the effort. A 16 easily beats 6. So, you are able to stop the crate from bouncing over top of a mousekin that is small enough that they are definitely a child and really shouldn't have been the one on the downside of the ramp to stop it from sliding. But the larger ones could be on the sides and still reach the crate. So that's where they were instead. They have their eyes closed for a moment, expecting to have the crate fall over top of them. When they realize that they are, in fact, still three-dimensional, they open their eyes, and their little black eyes are so round as they look directly up at you and go, blink, blink.
Oh, it looked like you needed a hand. Or two.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks, tall person.
Yeah. Do you need a bit more of a hand by any chance?
A shadow looms over top of you. It's the Alkin who was on top of the crate, which at its current angle allows them to be above you as well. Who's this? Who is this?
Sorry.
Yes, I deliberately put the pun in there. I have no shame. I'll have you know, this is very fragile cargo.
I could put the send back down. It looked like you were having a little trouble wrangling things.
I am checking my notes to see if I made up any names in advance for this group. No, I did not. One of the mice on the side, who is a bit taller than the one who you just saved, says, oh, don't mind Billy. He's full of himself because he was put in charge of this unloading for the first time. Doesn't quite understand how to do it right. When the mousekin says that, they duck at just the right time to avoid claws coming down. Almost as if this has happened before. You do not require a roll to understand that the swipe was not meant to actually hurt. It's more like you're bothering me. Imagine, if you will, siblings.
Yeah, that was the impression I was getting.
Anyway, it's not fragile. It's all leather. It could be dented. It buffs out.
Well, if you need any more of a hand, I'd be glad to help. I'm here to, pick up and sell some trail rations, but I don't like leaving people squishable.
That's generally a good attitude to have. Excuse you, I'm the one in charge. Yes, but you're doing a poor job, and Mom said I was second in command. So, here's the deal. We also have a shipment of trail rations that we're going to unload after this. You help us with this, we'll let you take some. Sound like a plan?
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Okay.
Maybe I won't be late.
You will need to roll up your sleeves. Cut to Chitika. You...
Her little feet go pitty-pat.
Yes. If there was an aerial view of the scene, there would be an umbrella dome that is almost as tall as most of the people walking down the street, but not quite as tall as them, followed by an easily distractible Dang, now I'm forgetting what kind of bird Lucy Cockatiel. Is. Cockatiel, thank you. Cockatiel. I knew it began with a C. I knew it began with a C, and I kept saying, begins with a C, begins with a C. Parakeet. No. That doesn't have a C in it. That's way off.
That's okay.
They're vaguely related. But that's...
Parakeet.
Regardless, this is the scene that is slowly making its way around things. Were you paying attention on the way here?
I would hope so.
Give me an intellect roll, difficulty 2, to see if you remember the way back. I'm saying difficulty 2 because the entirety of your view has been from underneath a large umbrella.
Well, of course.
Frequently with a cart in front of you.
Okay. Difficulty 2.
If you put the cart back, it might be more reasonable. But... Oh, with a 17. Yes, you are pretty sure you are going the correct way back. There was even a detour that you made that you're pretty sure cut your time by a sizable amount because there was some hustle and bustle on a street that you had taken before that was preventing you from coming through. You said, excuse me, at the top of your lungs, or as loud as you were willing to do, and people didn't listen.
Dead gum, neither does my microphone. I can't say excuse.
Exactly.
That's out.
All right, so you are making good time, and then you hear a voice. Uh-oh. You're used to noticing things, considering how much you like to hide in darkness, and you are not exactly a predator kin, you are a prey kin. So noticing threats is important to you. And I'm not making you roll.
Ability.
And I'm definitely not making you roll, because the person doing this forgot to do any kind of stealthiness.
Oops.
Hey, Millet! What? Millet! It's a... Look at the notes! Oh, yeah. Millet.
Excuse me?
Hey, you, stop! I'm barely hearing the mic cut out as you try to speak.
We bought it fair and square! Thieves, brothers, thieves, bands!
Beth, I think you need... to squeak a tiny bit less.
I'm trying. Thieves, thieves, brigands, fire! Only, like, speed it up like the like Alvin and the Chipmunks.
All right. Two...
Chitika is also going to be running.
Okay. So, you book it. Lucy picks up on social cues and books it as well.
Use my squeaking as a attempt to make everybody assume that we are about to be robbed... and either get out of our way or possibly come to the assistance of the poor squeaky thing. Because I have a lies and trickery skill.
Also, you channel your inner Tam.
Yes!
Which is weird because Tam is so much larger than you.
It's the spirit of the spirit of the god within you that counts, not your size or the god's size.
All that's in you is darkness.
Yes.
Mostly because you have not swallowed
the inside of. I was going to say the inside of the rat does tend to be dark,
and you cannot read there.
I think it was Groucho Marx that said, "Outside of a dog, a book is a man's best friend, but inside of a dog, it's too dark to read anyway."
Exactly.
That was what I was trying to reference.
Yeah. So you are going to have to make two rolls, and one of them is going to determine the difficulty of the other roll. Give me a roll for turning the crowd against whoever is apparently trying to chase you. This is going to be difficulty 3 without modifications. What modification would you like to apply?
1, I have persuasion trained. 2, I have lies and trickery trained. And 3, I have the fast talk ability. And I don't know if I can use the fast talk ability because I'm not talking with anyone, but I wish to convey to everyone that there are miscreants here who are attempting to rob us of our lawfully purchased millet.
Okay. My reason for not allowing fast talk is because you are convincing a creature who is not hostile to take one reasonable action.
That doesn't put them in danger and confronting thieves might.
Yes.
But can I use it as an asset?
With the other things that you're doing, those will be two assets already.
Okay, so two. Okay.
So you're bringing it down to difficulty one.
Okay. So base difficulty is one. And I'll just roll.
Yes. Okay, with a 12, for some reason my brain expected to see characters start to move between you and the people who I haven't made visible on the map. I don't think it's supposed to work that way. But in my mind, like, oh yeah, this will just happen. Like, no, it doesn't. Forgive me, I spent 8 hours driving this weekend. With that said, there are some people who are going, hey, wait, what are you doing? And they don't really stop whoever's chasing you because you hear the cries start still kind of following you. But it does seem to be slowing them down a little bit. So this will definitely lower the difficulty for getting away. This is going to be a speed defense roll. And it is going to be, let me check my notes. With the reduction, it's difficulty 2.
Do I have anything regarding defenses? I have intellect defense, not speed defense. Okay. Stealth. I don't think stealth is going to work unless I can drag us out of
if you
range,
can
but...
if you can gain some distance, then you can attempt to use stealth, but you need to gain the distance first.
That was difficulty 2, you said?
Yes.
Okay.
You have Let's done the verbal equivalent of pulling things onto the ground behind you.
I want to re-roll that. I don't like that.
You do have 3 luck points. You definitely may spend all 3 and make a re-roll.
Let's re-roll that sucker.
A 5 does not beat difficulty 2.
Okay. Chitika's little paws and having to clutch her umbrella are clearly hampering.
Okay. And then suddenly there is an arm wrapped around your midsection and you are lifted up off the ground, still holding your umbrella, but now you are shading somebody who looks like they shaved sometime a couple weeks ago. Maybe they do have a scar on their chin. As they grin at you, they are clearly missing an incisor. Like, there you go. And what are you? Ducks?
Chitika screams. Kidnapping. Let's see if I can make it. No, I can't make that do.
Yeah, your original Chitika voice was not quite that squeaky.
Kidnapping. Yes, but when I squeak, it should go up, and it doesn't like that.
Make a mic defense roll. This is difficulty 2.
Can I make a speed 1 to try to eel out of the? Well, it doesn't really matter, does it?
I might allow that attempt later, but you are currently being held because you failed the speed defense roll.
Oh, that's true.
Yes.
Diff 2.
Mm-hmm.
Well.
That is another nat There's 1. You may one. Take your luck point.
Actually, can I have the other luck point? No, because I spent to reroll. Okay, here's my luck point. Yay.
Yes.
Another. So this die has it in for me. I need to kill it.
Please do not kill my server.
No, not the server. Before, just this die. I got to figure out how.
Yes, the die lives on the server. It's integrated into the code. I can't disable that. Before you can yell out kidnapper, a thumb and forefinger reach over and pinch your tiny mouth shut. If you had succeeded this roll, I would have allowed you to have a chance to bite them.
Yeah, well,
So close.
All her little tiny feet are flailing and possibly waving the umbrella around and possibly dropping it, really. I mean, that's horrible because now there's the sky, but...
This is true. And suddenly, that is all you see, the sky. There's other things that you can see, but it is above
it's
you.
It's too big.
And there's nothing
horrible.
Blocking your view. And there
it's
is
horrible.
A sun up there because it's mid-morning.
Extra horrible.
There is no darkness for you to hide in. That you can reach.
This is terrible. This is absolutely, utterly terrible.
Cut to Mafa. But instead of cutting to Mafa, there is a sign that says, come back later. Plot in development. Meanwhile, over at the green table, Moffa's hanging out with several other characters, but don't mind matter about that. Don't worry about that. It's fine. It's all fine. We're all fine here. How are you? Cut back to Tam, who is unaware that anything is wrong.
No, Tam's very aware that something is wrong. Tam came here expecting to get the necessary goods by lying and then stealing, possibly by causing some sort of diversion in the unloading. You know, controlled chaos, not really controlled chaos. It's difficult to control. But, you know, Tam was expecting to get what they needed by lying and stealing, and apparently got it without having to ask, just by being nice to people. And they're really confused about that. That's not how the world is supposed to work.
Unfortunately, that is how it's currently working. In the process of helping to unload this particular train car, you learn that the train is owned and operated by two families. Guess what the two families are, so far as their species makeup is concerned.
Alkin and Mousekin.
Very much so. They are the Silver Quill and Sniptail families. And it doesn't take long with your help to get things unloaded. There are several kin who are there who have done this before. It's not their first rodeo. But they don't have the muscle mass to move things quickly. In spite of strength not being your strongest stat by a long shot, you are able to apply leverage where some of them are unable to do so.
Being not the size of a Mousekin or the weight of an Alkin.
Yes, they do tend to use a lot of levers and pulleys, but there is a portion where they're not able to do that because of the topography of this particular station. So they still have to use a ramp for part of it. And that's what was slowing them down. But with your help right there, they're able to use the pulley system for the other bits. So within 15 minutes, you have a cart that has a bunch of rations in it and a few scraps of leather, too.
Tam will thank their new friends and head off. Tam may have left their new friends with the impression that Tam is also part of a large family, etc., because Tam cannot entirely help making up random gossip when people are sharing stories.
And when you consider the church you're from, you only had to stretch the truth a bit for that.
Yeah.
They might have had the impression that your family's a bit more toxic than theirs.
Yeah. It's possible Tam isn't quite sure where the line between funny story and, that's kind of bad, is.
Oh, no.
Well, you have a better understanding of where that line is now, at least so far as their families are concerned. By the way, the few scraps of leather you were given were there because the Alkin was insisting that that leather had, in fact, been dented or bruised in some way. And because it was fragile.
That's fragile leather. Right.
Really sweet of them, and Tam will go along with this.
It
kind of aww. Internally baffledly.
It wasn't sweet. It was they needed to prove that they were right, and in fact, the cargo was fragile.
Well, that's almost sweet.
the Mousekin go along with it, and that might be sweet. But the Alkin had to be right, because it had to be right. It only has a little brain.
Oh.
It doesn't think very well. Well, its head is 90% eyes by volume.
A cat like that.
I have a cat like that.
Presumably, the Alkin is less snotty.
No, Julie Cat was even worse than Percy. Julie Cat
yes.
Tiny little head, and gigantic eyes, and she was a dilute tortoise shell.
Julie forgot how to eat.
She forgot that dry food was food. Any other cat, you would assume that they were just being, they were faking it because they wanted better food. Julie Cat, you would put the food in front of her and she'd give you this look. She wouldn't even sniff it and go, oh, that's not acceptable. She'd be like, why have you put pebbles in front of me? Any other cat, you would think they were faking, but with Julie Cat, you knew it was because she was that stupid. She was a very cute little cat and sometimes sweet. But she was not the sharpest knife in the drawer by a long shot. She was a butter knife at best.
I think she might have been a blunted nail file.
Made out of plastic. Or maybe the sandpaper version. She was very pretty and I do, you know, but she was not clever.
All right. Well,
anyway, sorry.
While this conversation is taking place on the other side of the fourth wall, Tam makes it back to the Brick Oven Inn. It is surprisingly not filled with chaos, as one would expect there to be if there are three baby kobolds and a small army of children.
Tam peeks in and waves and... I got food?
Mapha, what does Tam see?
Tam sees black and white streaked hand rise up from behind one of the tables and wave back.
That's new. Tam comes around the table and peers down and goes, Mapha?
Mapha is sort of half leaning against a wall with her makeup kit beside her, and she's kind of half made up. The makeup around one of her eyes has been wiped away, and the teeth are crooked, and she hasn't done the nose, and the other eye, the makeup under the other eye, has very clearly run.
Almost like a certain image that you posted at 6:15 this evening.
Yes. It won't go on right anymore.
It won't.
I can't do it right. I messed it up. And I messed up sending impatience on. And I'm not even who I think I am.
None of us. Nobody is who we think we are.
No, I mean...
gets down to sit next to her.
I'm the wrong god. They found the wrong person.
Maybe for them. That doesn't mean you have to be the wrong person for you. And I mean... no one's who they think they are. That's why people change. Why people have to find out who they are. And usually they only find out when things go wrong.
Yeah, but they came and got me and told me that I was the god of death. And I've been the god of death for 5 years. And it's a whole... and now I'm not even that anymore.
Well, maybe they were lying and maybe they thought they were right. And
I think they just really wanted it to be true. I think I just really wanted it to be true.
Is being true what matters about who we are? You know, they told me I was trickery. And that's why I'm pretty sure they didn't think that was right.
How busy is it out there?
How busy is it out there, GM?
At this part of town... not really. I mean, the street isn't empty, not by a long shot, but most of the hustle and bustle is way closer to the market district.
Cam will relay that as it is.
Okay. I don't know where anybody else is. I told them they had to... No, I didn't... I thought Chitika was with you.
I asked her and Lucy to come back to tell you about, we ran into the Church of Unity. Not literally, but...
Oh, do they know Undot's gone?
They do now.
Okay.
And I kind of agreed to spy on the new parishioners who keep showing up to quote help unquote. And if Chitika and Lucy didn't get back here, I'm kind of worried.
Yeah, that's understandable. Okay.
Sorry, I don't mean to interrupt, but I might need help looking.
That's fine. Let me wash my face. All right, decision time. I gotta wash my face, and then we have to go find them.
Is it safe to come back in yet?
Yeah.
Lighter comes in, carrying three kobold babies in their arms. A significant number of children follow.
You okay?
Not even a little bit, but...
You were really scared.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a ghost that it turns out was really upset with me. And then I screwed something up. I did something wrong when I was trying to send him on. I don't know what happened. Well, he was pretty mad that I hadn't sent him on yet. And we had this whole conversation about how I'm not actually who I thought I was.
You're not Mafa?
Well, I'm probably that. But anyway, he was pretty mad. And then I did the ritual that I know how to do, and he was pretty happy about that up until the very end when he got really, really scared and disappeared. So I must have done something wrong.
Did you know the ghost?
Not personally, but he knew who I was.
Did he tell you who he was?
Yeah, but I'm not sure how much of that I'm supposed to be discussing in public.
Well, let's worry about you, because you're here, and you're our friend.
Well,
Lighter will...
I'm going to compartmentalize that a little bit.
Lighter will heft the three baby kobolds in their arms. They don't seem to be struggling that much right now. They seem to just be contentedly being hugged.
So, these are undalentry. I'm told it means 1, 2, 3. I didn't pick the names, but this isn't always going to be their names. As they get older, probably switch it around to something that's a bit more informative. I'm honestly not sure like which one's un. Well, that's just silly. If you knew what that meant in Draconic, you would not name a kobold that. Anyway, eventually they're going to pick their own names. I picked mine. They'll pick theirs. You might not be who you thought you were, but you're you. You've always been you, and you always will be. You might need to think about who that is, but you're our friend, and that's not going to change.
I always thought that everybody must know somehow what they were supposed to do. Everybody else always seems so confident in themselves. And I'm pretty sure I seemed confident in myself, too, because I did know what I was supposed to do. I was supposed to help usher the world to its inevitable demise. But that isn't who I actually am. I don't have that purpose anymore. And if I don't have that purpose, I don't know what to do.
If you learned who you aren't, did you learn who you're supposed to be?
I think so. He had trouble remembering the word. But he called it crossroads.
Well, though more the metaphorical inevitable demise and the deciding what to do next?
I guess. It's about the transition and about the choice. But I have to set that aside right now. I know you're trying to help, and I really appreciate it. But
we might need to rescue. Yeah.
Chitika and Lucy might be in trouble. So, we have to go find them before something bad happens. Let me wash my face, and then I'll get going. We'll get going.
There's a basin of water in the kitchen.
Deep breath. Okay. And Mafa will go wash her face off, and then Mafa will go get a bottle of oil and wash the makeup off her face, and then wash her face off.
So... There is a lye soap that cuts through the grease paint quite well, actually, that you can use. You don't have to use olive oil for that.
Okay. Yeah, but it's funnier if she goes to wash her face and then has to go get oil.
Oh, certainly. Certainly. Because no one has told Mafa that there was a lye-based soap that was there because Mafa didn't check that cabinet. Or something else possible. When Mafa goes and does this, Lighter will hand Tam one of the baby kobolds, because carrying three baby kobolds that are growing is a bit much. And Lighter will say,
I always think it's neat when someone says they're gonna stop doing a thing and then they keep doing it but they don't realize it. And I take from your silence that you don't know what I'm talking about.
I figured you were going to monologue?
Elaborate. I hesitate to monologue too much. I spend a lot of time out here trying to not be seen and bring attention to myself. I monologue a lot back at the farm, but if Mafa's the god of crossroads, that means it's not just transitions, it's decisions.
Oh, yeah.
And she just made some important decisions just now.
Yeah, I didn't want to say something that seems a little, well.
Seems to me like a lot.
Maybe she's the god of decisions, but that doesn't mean she can't make decisions just as herself, too.
Oh, yeah.
I think it means that she has to.
Or, sometimes when we're making a tough decision, it helps to know that someone's there. Maybe not to help us make the decision, because sometimes it has to be just us. But knowing someone's there, just in case you need them, that can be important, too.
Really?
Well, I'd like to think so. I didn't usually always think about it.
Usually when people are there, they're not going to help you make decisions.
Oh, true. I mean, you should have seen where I grew up. But if something goes wrong, someone can be there to help afterwards. I never met gods before 2 days ago. 3 days ago now, I guess. And if I was a god, I think I'd be the god of helping people. I think that would be neat. Not the god of holding baby kobolds, because this one's starting to scratch me. Down, down, down!
Oh, but isn't that a kind of helping people?
Yeah, but it's kind of limited and it hurts. And we've been playing for just over an hour, so what do you say we take a short break?
Hey.
We're back.
Chichika is very annoyed.
Chichika is not here right now. Please leave a message
after
the squeak. As you leave the brick oven inn, you find a Lucy sitting's the wrong word, laying down in the cart on top of the supplies that Tam acquired. There's also a bag and a half of millet there. Lucy appears to be napping.
Ah, the one who flies got away.
The one who flies has to exert effort to fly, an additional effort if carrying something heavy got away. Yes. I believe Mafa was saying something.
He looks so happy. Mafa will poke her head back inside the door. Hey, Lighter?
Oh, Lighter came out with you.
Oh.
I understand that you wouldn't have poked your head back in the door if you knew Lighter was outside already. But the idea of you poking your head inside the door and yelling, Lighter, and then hearing a voice from behind you outside going, what? Is very amusing to me.
Yes. I apologize for missing that Lighter was with us.
You didn't know, but the player did not know. Mafa did. Regardless.
Anybody have paper? Can Lucy read?
Uh-huh.
Are any of the people who are supposed to be in the inn?
Yes. They were staying out while Mafa was breaking down because Mafa had said everyone get out and Lighter was keeping them out.
Fair enough. Hey, if we're not back in like an hour, will you send Lucy after us?
Where are you going?
We have to go find Chitika.
Okay. Where's she?
That's a difficult question to answer.
Okay.
I'll let you know when we get back.
Sounds like a plan.
Sleep well, Lucy, and dream of much, much more millet than this.
Lucy looks a little worn out.
Yeah, that's part of why Mafa is letting her sleep.
You are just on the edge of the distance where this works when you hear the voice of the same person you've been talking to inside the inn go, wait, how is she going to tell me where Chitika is? And then you're too far away to hear the rest of it.
Fair enough.
For the record, because we are sans basket at the moment, Lighter has handed one of the baby kobolds to Tam and one of them to Mafa.
Well, I appreciate your trust in me, but
give me an animal handling check. I do trust you, but this is also out of necessity. I'm going to say that with an 8 from Mafa, you are able to convince the kobold that the best place in the world to be is on your shoulder. Congratulations, you have a scaled parrot.
Well, neat. Parrots are like, you know, feathered dinosaurs anyway.
True.
Well, that does nix my plan, though.
What was your plan?
I was going to get up on the rooftops. So, you know, aerial perspective.
I mean, you still can. I've done all kinds of climbing with kobolds attached to me. At this age, their grip strength is, I'm glad you got some padding.
Yeah, fair.
I also need an animal handling check from Tam, because Tam also
does
has a baby kobold.
Does this count as positive or pleasant social interaction?
It might for the kobold.
The kobold is likely having a time of its life, unless it feels rejected.
So trying to keep it from feeling rejected is positive or pleasant social interaction, right?
At this point, unless you roll a nat 1, it's going to be fine. But I am asking you to roll, because I want to see. That's a 3.
That meets difficulty 1.
It does. It does beat difficulty 1.
Possibly difficulty 2 if my trained applies.
I just wanted to see if there was a third nat 1 for the evening. I think it was
Yeah, I had 2 of them. No, wait. I had 2 nat 1s. I think
Tam had 1. I thought
Tam had 1. I thought I got 2 of the bloody things. Now I have to go look.
Dear listeners, yep, one of the amazing things about playing Cypher System is the GM cannot roll a nat 1. I thought the GM didn't roll anything. Shh, quiet you.
A 4th then.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I re-rolled 1 of them, but then I was out of luck points.
Okay, so you are both able to, corral is the wrong word, encourage whichever baby kobold you happen to have. Even Lighter isn't exactly sure which one's Un, which one's De, which one's Trey. Lighter will not admit they all look alike at this age, but they all look alike at this age. They are able to grasp onto whatever part of your clothing is most convenient for them to do this. Congratulations, they are a fashion accessory that bites.
Oh, dear.
They're also really good at finding each other, so if we do get separated, there's a chance they can lead the way. Or you'll find someone who's selling food. Or both.
One or the other.
No, both. Both is good. Mafa, I believe you wanted to climb something.
Yes, I was going to try and get to the roof.
Okay. This is going to be a
Unless this is not a part of the city where the buildings are so closely packed together that it's possible to jump between them.
You could probably do it. The worry that is in your mind is, remember how ramshackle I described the brick oven in?
Yeah.
It's not an outlier. Jumping to a rooftop might involve jumping to the second floor, which allows you to land on the first floor. It is possible, but there will be speed rolls made.
Hey, hi. Sorry about that. Bill the Temple. Nice to meet you.
So, to climb up to the roof of any particular building is going to be a speed roll. It's going to be difficulty 3. There's enough handholds. It's just a matter of finding the ones that will hold your weight specifically. That is...
That beats a difficulty 2.
Half a floor up, there's a new window there. It's a small window, but it provides additional ventilation. They should thank you.
Found a way to get the smoke out.
Let's cut to Chitika. Chitika, you are tied up. There is a bag over your head. Infuriatingly, there is a small stick between your teeth with your little mouth tied shut around it. I imagine... I'm hearing little bits of squeak, barely.
I mean, that's about the. I feel like that's perfectly reasonable for the described situation, really.
You don't know where you are. You do suspect that you are underground. You have the distinct sensation of someone descending stairs.
On the one hand, yay. On the other hand, not yay.
It's a little damp in here, and I imagine you have ideas for how a ratkin might be able to escape their binding. And now might be a time to try, because you're fairly certain that whoever brought you down here has left. You heard them descending. Well, not descending. You heard them ascending some stairs and the slam of a door.
This will be a bit tricky because while Chitika has ideas, she is not really actually trained in anything except, what's the right word? Being a social creature.
Oh, yes. Your training is particularly social in a variety of mm-hmm. areas.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what you also are?
Is small and tricky and lots of paws.
You are a rodent.
Mm-hmm.
Part of your binding involves something being stuck in your mouth where you can chew it.
Tatika has probably been chewing on this ever since it got shoved in her little mouth.
Okay.
While angrily squeaking to cover the fact that her mouth is moving.
This is going to be a might roll difficulty too, to make that snap.
I am going to spend an effort on this. Okay, base difficulty 2, effort 1. Roll.
An 11, beast difficulty 2. There is a satisfying snap, and you're able to chew the last bits of the stick that are in the way, and the bindings around your mouth fall loose.
Chitika will remember this.
There is still a bag over your head, and your paws are still tied together.
Can I shove the bag enough into my mouth that I can start chewing that too?
You can. You can also rub your head against the ground to try to move the bag off of your head.
Hmm.
A combination of the two allow you some freedom. The bag is now a lovely scarf.
Okay.
It's not that
my
lovely.
Paws are tied?
For now.
Chomp, 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 chomp.
Give me another roll. This one's speed. Difficulty 2 still.
Okay. I would like to do this quickly. I'm going to do some effort on this one as well. Son of a billy goat!
Take your luck point. That's a GM intrusion.
Criffing. Criffing ones. That's 3 of them. I've rolled 3 of them.
There is a slam.
I swear I'm going to...
As the door to this basement opens and bright light shines in. Apparently, this door leads to the outside, not to the interior of a building. And 2 sets of footsteps start descending down the stairs. I'm telling you, it's the god of ducks. We are not supposed to get a god of ducks. They're not on the list. Well, they matched one of the portraits that we were shared, and they had a duck on them. What, they were carrying a duck? No, they had a little duck icon on them. Look, people don't go around with the picture on the front of their clothing that says what their god is. That's weird.
Mothis
the god of The god of iconography does. That's an outlier.
And should not be counted. Iconography George should not be counted.
Iconography George has icons for every deity. It's 15,000 badges all sewed onto their shirt. They also eat a lot of spiders, but that's really relevant to this conversation. So
they're toadkin.
They have not seen you yet. You're hearing them as they're coming down the stairs.
Is there anywhere in this room I can roll into to hide in shadows or something?
You are in a basement that is clearly being used for storage. There are barrels and crates everywhere. These crates and barrels possibly have scented candles in them.
Concerning.
Never mind. It's a longstanding joke. But in any case, yes, you can try to crawl behind a barrel or a crate. This will be difficulty 4 because you have to crawl like a worm. Your little pawsies are tied together still.
Chitika is very angry about this. I am specialized in stealth. Can I use stealth?
I will allow that to bring in difficulty 3.
Okay. Actually, yeah, I'm not just trained in stealth. I'm specialized in stealth.
Oh, yeah. So difficulty 2. And 11 will do it. All right. So you're able to crawl like the inchworm to get between 2 different crates that are just far enough apart for you to wedge yourself in there. And you are in a dark shadow.
Good. And also trying to quietly chew at what, well, if she could make it, honest, yeah, she probably will have to chew on her hand paws first.
They're the ones that are easiest to reach.
Yeah.
Well, I hope that she's the god of something, because otherwise we just kidnapped the wrong person. And where'd you say they were? I put them right here. Please tell me you tied them up. Yeah, I did. And somehow they escaped anyway. Maybe. Look, maybe I turned left instead of right down here. They start looking around. You hear boxes being moved to the side so they can look behind them. They haven't looked right where you are yet. Cut back to Mafa and Tam. How are things going?
Does anyone remember the Ratkin talking about thieves and robbers?
Yeah, I...
Not as well as I'd like. Sorry, Tam, go ahead, please.
At least you didn't roll a one.
Okay, yeah, sorry. Tam will be asking around if anyone saw a Ratkin who was traveling with a Cockatielkin who was carrying who was carrying a large bag of some sort of grain, and the Ratkin would have been wearing a dress with a duck on it.
All right, so this is going to be difficulty 4 without modifications.
I am good at this. Sounds like I'm trying to have a positive social interaction with people. So that will bring it down by 1.
You may certainly apply that, yes.
And this is an intellect roll, and I'm going to spend a level of effort on it. And success. An 8 beats difficulty 2.
Oh, nothing like that. A ratkin with a cockatiel kid? Nope, nothing at all. Did see a ratkin with a duck on their dress, though. They were being carried by some person or other.
What? Where?
Oh, back that way. Weirdest thing. They almost stepped on a big black umbrella that was on the ground. Ran off into an alleyway.
Which alleyway?
They give you some directions.
Thank you. She's in danger. Tam will head off at a run.
Do you attempt to bring Mafa with you?
Yes.
Mafa, you are halfway up the first floor of a building.
Okay.
You have, in fact, attracted an audience of people who were in the building at the time. Leiter was outside with you as well, giving you words of encouragement.
This is usually much easier.
Oh, better luck next time. Is this your friend over here?
I don't know, is it?
Tam approaches.
Hey, Tam.
Hey. I found out where she went. She's been kidnapped. This way.
Turns out she's in the building right next to us.
That would be very convenient, but no.
Okay, lead the way.
Yes.
That would take a nat 20 for me to say that. But you saw her. Where is she? Right behind you.
Dun, dun, dun.
You turn. There's just a door to a basement. Let's cut back to Chitika. The sounds of things being moved are getting closer to you.
Have I gotten my little paws the front ones at least sufficiently done that I can sort of try to creep in advance of them?
Give me a speed or might roll. Either way. Difficulty 2 still.
Let's go.
Speed. It sounds like I'm giving you such softball things with difficulty 2, but we keep rolling so many nat 1s. A 6 is exactly what you needed. You do have your front paws free.
I would like to... Okay, are my paws tied together like, you know, they're all 3 tied together, or were they hog-tied or what?
Well... If you had been hogtied, that would have implied some level of skill from this person, considering how you probably would not have been holding still for the experience.
Oh, heck no.
You were not holding still, and this person is clearly not skilled. So it's more along the lines of they had one piece of rope and they kept wrapping around every paw that was holding still enough until you had to stop moving.
She called them everything but a child of the gods.
More or less. Actually, I think they took care of your mouth first because you wouldn't stop squeaking at them. Regardless, your foot equivalents are still somewhat tangled, but your front paws are definitely free. You're not tied anymore. You're tangled.
They're crates. Are there any... And the crates are bigger than me, presumably.
You're hiding between two crates that are much larger than you, yes. They are sitting on top of pallets.
Would they happen to have any holes in them or something?
One of them looks like it doesn't have a lid on it.
Unfortunately, rearing up to see what's in it would probably reveal myself, wouldn't it?
It's a possibility. One would have to be particularly stealthy, possibly even specialized in it.
What would the role be for that?
Well, considering you are specialized and you are no longer hogtied or the equivalent of it from someone who's unskilled, the hindering effects are severely reduced, bringing it back down to its usual two. And you're specialized in stealth. So roll a not nat one. Oh, if only 16. You'd seen what that die was about to be.
A nat one.
But the die roll is just an animation. The 16 is what counts. So yes, you peek your little head up and you are between two crates that are in the shadow. The two people who are rummaging around are relying on the light from the open cellar door.
But oh, good. They're looking for their keys under the streetlight.
Well, no, they have moved on from the crates and barrels that are right near that light. But now they are looking for things in shadows. You are also in shadows, but you're in shadows.
Yes. So what's in the crate that's open?
Smaller boxes.
Are they stacked well, or could I stack them on top? They might make noise. Criff.
They look like they were stacked well once.
Is there any indication of what might be in them?
Give me an intellect roll. Difficulty 3.
Okay. Identifying and assessing?
Difficulty
useful
2.
For anything? Okay.
With a 9, there are labels on the box, but you are in shadows, and the crate is casting more shadows within the shadows, so you can't read the writing. It's like reading black on black. Uh-huh. However, there are... there is something that is almost embossed on the surface of each of the smaller boxes as well. So you're able to see the change in texture. The iconography is for the Church of Unity.
Am I in the Church of Unity's basement? Thanks, Jatika.
Cut back
only
to...
Only more hype.
Mafa and Tam, you have been running through the city. Lighter is doing a fairly decent job of keeping up with you in spite of the little legs. It's possible that on occasion, Lighter has gone down on all fours. And on at least one occasion, as you went around a corner, Lighter did some wall running.
Lighter is an acrobatic kobold with baby kobolds.
Lighter has been getting by stealing things for a very long time. And sometimes the outcome of stealing things means having to run very fast. Taking sharp corners doesn't help either. Well, it doesn't hurt.
Put that back where you found it, Lighter. You don't need a corner. They can't eat that.
Ellie, I want to read that out loud, but I'll probably stumble over it. But it's amusing to me. Right.
I think I'm just repeating what Beth said.
I said
I think
it.
I'm just repeating what Beth said.
Yep.
Oh. Regardless, you arrive at a location that... Tam, give me an intellect roll difficulty 2. This is for sense of direction. With a 5.
Wait. I have a luck point. I can make that a 6.
Then spend your luck point. With a 6, you get to the alleyway that you were told to go to. There is a crumpled, trampled, large umbrella at the mouth of the alleyway. It probably didn't fall here specifically. It was probably kicked in here by people walking over going, what the, who left this here? Or whatever. But you definitely recognize the umbrella.
Tam will pick the umbrella up.
You are also very much aware, I do not require a roll for this, that you're not at the Chapel of Unity, but you're in the right vicinity of it. Chitika and Lucy ran into problems after not going very far.
Right.
Oh, no. Chitika needs that umbrella. Maybe I'll fix it on the way. Back into shape.
Here, hand it here.
I'm assuming Tam hands it over.
Yep.
Okay.
Hedge magic, which in Cypher system is also mending.
Yes.
Oh, thank goodness.
I'm not going to require rolls for this, but I will say it takes several castings of hedge magic to get it reasonable.
Okay.
Oh, thank goodness. She gets very worried when she can see the sky.
I recall.
The one kobold that is on Mafa's shoulder is sniffing at the umbrella.
Ducks!
I promise it's not food.
Ducks!
Umbrella.
Do the kobolds seem to have spotted something?
Ladder, I think we need to get them one of those alphabet books.
Or one of those big boards that has the whole alphabet on it and yes and no. I saw one that was really easy to clean. I think they called it a squeegee board.
I heard that reaction. The GM will give himself 2 luck points. I've heard them referred to as doom points if the GM is getting them, but that's besides the point. All 3 baby kobolds are saying ducks over and over again, because if one of them is doing a thing, then the other 2 like to do it too.
Makes sense.
Hang on. Do you just associate this with Chitika, or can you smell her?
Blink, blink. I mean, at that age, they got a pretty good sense of smell.
Okay, buddy. Where's the duck lady?
Who you call it a lady?
Take us to the boss lady.
That is a reference that the listeners will not get. Unless they read Yellow Brick Ramble, and at the time this goes live, from several months ago.
details.
Yes, besides the point. So, give me another roll for animal handling, because you're trying to order a child. Well, convince a child to do a thing. Not quite the same thing as ordering.
What's my difficulty?
This is going to be difficulty 3 without modifiers.
Okay.
It's hindered because baby kobold. A 15 will do it. So, the one on your shoulder jumps into the umbrella. Just their tail is sticking out. It's wiggling. Possibly pinwheeling, because balance issues. However, the other 2 jump off of the shoulders of Lighter and Tam and start to sniff the ground. Then take off running.
Tam will follow.
This is either really good or really bad. Don't lose them.
Cut back to Chitika. You are on the edge of an open crate full of stuff from the Church of Unity. There are 2 guards searching box after box, and they are getting closer to you because they are being somewhat systematic. They have not seen you yet.
Are they being noisy in their searching?
Oh, definitely.
Chitika is going to try to crawl into the box with all of the Unity boxes and shove them around so that she is underneath it and pull in the rope after her.
Okay. Give me a not nat 1 roll. Because it would be difficulty 2, but you are specialized, so therefore it eases the task by 2.
I saw that one go past.
This is the equivalent of asking Rand to roll telekinesis other.
yeah. Is it possible to get even better in a skill? That's fine.
Okay. We get to the point where you look up from under the boxes. Possibly just 1 eye is looking between more than 1 box that is stacked on top of your head. And you see in the darkness above you, 2 darker shapes extend over the edge of the crate and peer down.
Chitika holds her breath and thinks dark thoughts.
Not in this one either. Are you sure you caught someone? I mean, you've been drunk enough before that you thought a bag of potatoes was a god. I'm telling you, it was the god of potatoes. It wasn't a bag of potatoes. It turned into a bag of potatoes when you sobered up. What are you implying? Come on. Next crate. Cut back to Mafa and Tam and Lighter are outside a cellar door. Say that 10 times fast. Cellar door, cellar door, cellar door, cellar door. The building you are outside of looks familiar in construction and location to Tam, because Tam has been to the Chapel of Unity before.
Oh, well, this is audacious.
The cellar door is, by the way, open.
Mafa?
You mind if I go in first?
All right. I was going to say this is the Chapel of Unity.
Oh, well, that makes things more awkward, but still, do you mind if I go in first?
Go ahead.
Okay, I will head down the stairs.
I would like both of you to make intellect rolls that involve noticing things. I am not going to tell you the difficulty. That is an unmodified 16 from Mafa and an unmodified 8 from Tam.
Ouch.
Okay. Mafa, as you go down into the basement, you see that it is full of crates and barrels and two people who apparently are wearing armor underneath clothing, and they are peering over a crate that is missing a lid. They have not seen you. Tam, it's dark in here.
It is dark in here. Do I get an asset to sneak?
I will allow assets to sneaking because of darkness, yes. Turn that hindrance into an asset. Your 15 does not beat Mafa's 16, however, so Mafa knows where you are.
I will hand the kobold-filled umbrella back up the stairs.
There's no one there.
Oh.
You didn't see Lighter pass you. Lighter is not at the top of the stairs.
Lighter has good stealth.
I will set the kobold-filled umbrella gently next to the stairs. It can be Chekhov's kobold.
That's Lighter already.
Yeah, well.
I thought I was Murphy's kobold.
At least you're not Roko's kobold.
I understood that reference.
I will walk up behind the two men.
You hear them talking to each other about a god of potatoes?
Anyway, I mean, I know the god of millet.
They turn, and one of them pulls a sword out. The other attempts to, and their elbow smacks really hard onto a crate.
Hey, what are we looking for?
You picked the wrong basement to sneak into.
I'm not sneaking. Am I sneaking? Am I supposed to be sneaking? Somebody should tell me these things.
Well, whoever you are, you're not going back up those stairs.
I'm pretty sure I am.
We are going to roll for initiative as soon as I select people.
I will be ready. Chatika is ready to roll for initiative.
I have accidentally selected Lord Stabby.
Are we sure that was an accident?
It was, I assure you, an accident. I did not mean to select Lord Stabby.
Whose side is Lord Stabby going to be on?
Lord Stabby's.
Well, no. Yeah, I was about to say that that was a silly question. I just cannot catch a break.
You can't get GM intrusions on initiative.
That is correct.
The baby kobolds have initiative. Oh, no.
And they're numbered properly.
How can you tell?
Because their names translate to 1, 2, and 3.
Well, yes, but...
Lighter can't tell which ones are which, but the initiative tracker knows.
That's a phrase.
Okay. Mafa, you are pretty sure that the unamused guard is about to take a swing at you with their sword, but you can do something first.
Okay. What's the rule about movement? I can't remember.
It is in the cheat sheet. So bottom left corner of it. That's what you can do on your turn. The guards are an immediate distance away from you.
Okay. I am... Now, you don't really intend to use that on me, do you?
Well, yeah.
Oh, but I just got healed up. Mafa takes a step back and snaps.
Mafa was one step closer to the edge, and she's about to break.
Oh, no.
For Criff's sake.
What are you shattering? Oh, you rolled a 1. What are you shattering?
Well,
this time the tone is more along the lines of what's in your mouth.
Yeah.
The sword, but I'd like to use pressing your luck. I'm not sure if I can, but I'd like to.
Press your luck. So without looking at your character sheet, that's the thing where you can automatically succeed, but there's a GM intrusion?
Yes.
To get out of the GM intrusion that you just rolled?
Oh, no. I want to succeed and also have the GM intrusion.
Yes, but this is still funny to me. Understanding the limitations for that, I will allow it. So, yes, you shatter the sword. There's a startled yelp followed by some profanity. And I am looking for how much damage this does. One point of damage to all creatures and objects in the area.
Yes. Yes.
And because you did not apply effort, it stays at one point. Okay.
Now, given the new situation on the ground for you, I would say you have a decision to make. And that's the end of my turn.
Okay. The unamused guard pulls a knife and tries to stab you. Speed defense roll difficulty 2.
Okay.
15 easily has you dodge. The one who banged their elbow very painfully on the side of the crate, by the way, Chichika felt that thump, does manage to draw their sword and try to take a swing at Mafa as well, but in the process is not doing a very good job. This is a speed defensive difficulty 1 because right now they're not doing well.
Fair enough.
You wouldn't either if you hit your funny bone. And that easily makes it. Okay. Mafa was probably not created to be the tank of the party.
Yeah, I was not expecting this when I made her.
Okay. I should probably hit the beginning counter button and actually move forward so I can keep track of things. That D20 icon on the baby kobold is actually covering up one of the other baby kobolds. It has succeeded on its stealth roll. You do not know where... it's in the umbrella. It's in the umbrella.
Obviously, the umbrella has some D20 embroidery on it now. Clearly.
The unamused guard, the one with the dagger, is suddenly wearing some additional jewelry. Which is to say, there is a baby kobold-sized earring. There is a scream, and he is swatting ineffectively because he still wants to point the dagger at Mafa, but trying to hit the baby kobold with an open hand in a way that doesn't cause the baby kobold to Van Gogh this person. Or Van Gogh, if you're pronouncing it the European way. Regardless, baby kobold 1. Struggles with the umbrella. From your vantage point, you can't see if they succeed in their attack roll against the umbrella. Baby Kobold 3, you don't know where they are. Chitika, there is another head poking over the crate. It is kobold-shaped.
You in there? We gotta go.
Wake up. I'm tangled up.
But
there is a thump as Lighter falls into the crate with you and starts... getting the ropes off of you.
Chichika will help.
Lighter held their action until now.
Lighter's.
I'm going to let Lighter's action be what gets you untangled so you can do something.
Chichika is going to, upon being untangled, eel over the edge of the crate again, possibly grab one of the... Are the boxes inside small enough to... grab one, or are they big?
They're small enough that they were stacked inside a larger crate. So you could grab, at your size, you could grab one of them. Mafa or Tam could grab one in each hand.
Chitika wants to grab one of the things in the crate and take it with, because reasons, just reasons. It seems like it might be useful as evidence, if need be.
That is a thing to reveal in the future. Right now... Mm-hmm. You're jumping out of the crate with a box.
Stealthily!
I mean, that's a 17 on the die.
Mm-hmm.
For something that would require you to not even roll, unless the GM wants to see a nat failure sometime.
Well, I was kind of hoping that the dice would give me a nat 20 since they've been being so obnoxious.
That would lead you to do damage to the darkness.
No, I would do damage with the darkness.
GM is somewhat concerned. Okay, well, you land out of the box. I am including all of this as your movement. If you wish to do an action, you may also do an action.
Being a speaker means that a lot of my actionables are...
I gave a suggestion in the chat.
You did?
I did. Timestamp 855.
I don't see it. Oh, that's right. I have those things. Yes, I like that idea. I like that idea a lot. Chitika does have that cipher. That does seem like a nice one.
I beg your pardon. Chitika has 2 ciphers.
Yes. Chitika is thinking of the cipher that says metal death. Clearly, someone did not search Chitika. No, someone just tied Chitika up. Someone has a dagger and is trying to hurt people. Well, that's just rude.
One of them has a sword that's trying to hurt people.
That's even ruder.
The one with the sword is closer to you.
Hello, sword person. Chitika is not going to say anything because Chitika has realized that you not, you know, scream when you open the door or shout or kick it down. Chitika is simply going to level her a cipher at them and invoke metal death from behind, ideally.
Okay. It is a small rod with a button on it. When you press the button, one end just isn't there anymore. And what is essentially a 3-foot by 3-foot area, technically 3-foot by 3-foot by 3-foot, is suddenly all foam. A head pops out of the foam. There's a comedic looking mustache made of foam over top of this person's 5 p.m. last week shadow. What? Because of how the cipher works, no additional things happen that are noticeable. Yet.
Yet.
Tam.
Chitika is mad.
Yes.
You are hiding in the darkness.
Chitika approves.
Is there anything you wish to do while hiding in the darkness?
Tam, is it an action to apply a cipher?
It sometimes depends on the cipher, but in this case, yes, it is an action. Look, definitely looking at your ciphers. Those are actions.
Drat. Okay. Tam is going to cause a distraction. Tam is going to shout, "He's the god of potatoes," he said. "Grab him!" And attempt to tackle the one who they heard talking about potatoes.
They were both talking about potatoes. The one in foam was accused of capturing a bag of potatoes and claiming it was a god. The one that's not in foam was unimpressed by this.
Then I'm tackling the foam one.
You are tackling the foamy one. Okay.
While accusing him of being the god of potatoes to add confusion to this scenario.
Give me a might roll. This is difficulty 2.
The thing I am using is difficult, is a speed roll.
What are you using?
Gallop.
I will definitely allow you to intercede the gallop, yes.
Okay, difficulty 2, you said. And do I get an asset for having been hidden?
I'll allow it.
Yay. Okay.
Even if it wasn't just you being hidden, they have been very distracted recently.
That asset was very useful.
Considering you rolled a 4 on the die. Okay. You barrel over Foamy McFoamerson. For a brief moment, you think they're a squirrelkin, but no, you were imagining that. That's a reference. That's an old reference. Anyway.
That checks out.
Succeeding does 2 points of damage for a target at short range, 3 points for medium range. Considering the width of the spacement and how long short range is, I'm going to say it was short range.
Makes sense.
Okay. So 2 points of damage to... Come on. Come on, computer.
Computer. You people not subtle, you know. Hiding in the basement of the Church of Unity? That's the most obvious place.
Now, here's the thing. You don't just do 2 points of damage to this guard. When you collide with them, they smack into a crate that Chitika was until recently hiding inside of. You do see Chitika and Lighter there. Well, Lighter's head is poking out of the crate. Chitika's on the ground holding a small pipe that is pointed towards Foamy McFoamerson's. When they collide with the crate, you hear multiple shattering sounds coming from them. They are holding a broken hilt. The helmet they were wearing is falling off in shards.
Any armor?
They were wearing a shirt over top of the armor, so you can't tell for sure. But if it's anything like what happened for everything else, they are dumbfounded. Mafa. Oh, this group in particular is very much aware that prestidigitation is a combat spell.
Mafa is going to reach into her pocket, pull her hand back out, and sort of I don't know quite how to describe this. Wave her palm down over her face. I've been having a little trouble with my makeup recently. What do you think?
An image has been shared in the chat of Mafa wearing white face paint, which is not unusual for the predetermined alleged god of death. But now there's a large X in the center where before the face was made to look like a skull. The black lipstick is a nice touch. And the eyes glow in the darkness.
Very good. Very dramatic.
Give me an intellect roll to attempt intimidation.
I don't think Mafa's trying for intimidation. I think she's trying for making the make a fright check.
that's intimidation.
That's pretty much the same thing.
Yeah, okay, true.
Technically, neither of them exist in Cypher, but this is what's happening.
Intimidation
exists.
Terrorize. Yeah.
Well, yes, was my difficulty?
The difficulty is usually 2 for these 2.
Okay.
But I'm giving you an asset because you used hedge magic. With an 18, you didn't need an asset.
I also didn't need to spend effort, but I did it anyway.
The one who's still standing backs up and trips over a baby kobold.
You kick baby kobold like the football? Jail for 1,000 years.
Well, he attempts to make a kick. He now has 2 baby kobolds latched onto him. The one covered in foam attempts to run. They are trying to make a break for the cellar door. To do this, they have to get past Mafa. Actually, at this point, they have to get past Mafa and Tam. Do either of you try to stop him?
Yes.
I take an attack of opportunity.
Those don't exist in this game. And your action was hedge magic.
Yeah, I know.
But,
No, I'm going to step aside. I will move an immediate distance, since I didn't do that as part of my action, and step out of the way to allow this person to run headlong into Tim.
To be fair, Tam already ran headlong into him.
This is headlong to Electric Boogaloo. Tam, there is someone attempting to flee through you. What do you do to let them know this was a bad choice?
Remember how I said that if I danced, I'd probably step on someone's feet? We're dancing now.
Well, at least their armor will protect... Oh.
Their armor will not protect them very well when it's shattering, will it?
Is this a speed roll because they're trying to get away fast?
Sure. You know the difficulty by now. It's 2.
Yep.
They do not get away. They are laying on the ground, crying.
That felt nasty. Sounded nasty. I said it hurts.
I think my foot is broken. Your whole foot or just a toe? I mean, there's different levels. Profanity follows.
Chitika, are you petty? Are you petty? Not that petty. Chitika has absolutely no combat skill, and this does not actually stop her from attempting to wrap her entire body around the one who tried to flee, or at least around his head, and kick.
Okay. Speed attack roll.
What do I roll for that?
Well, it'll be she difficulty 2.
Okay, speed diff 2.
If you're not using a specific weapon, it's just you roll the die. With a 6, you kick.
I just want to wrap
them
my
in their head.
She wants to wrap her forepaws around all four her forepaws, so to speak, around their head and start kicking with her hind feet because she's mad.
I'm
the only reason she's not biting is she hasn't thought
of damage.
It. Yeah, that's fine.
Because little feet.
They're tiny little feet.
Yes.
And normally she has her claws trimmed quite nicely. Although it's been a little bit, so you know.
Lighter is...
She has not had her...
Trying to pull baby kobolds off of the guard who's not really holding still long enough to allow it to happen. But oddly enough, now the guard is... they've got some rope wrapped around their legs and arms. Weird that. Where'd that rope come from? I'm going to end the combat. Because, let's face it, neither of these two is in any shape to keep fighting. So, what now?
Well?
I think they have to give back the wages that they've been stealing from the Church of Unity while performing crimes.
Have they been stealing wages?
Yes!
We weren't stealing anything. We got paid to help. We helped. We also got paid to do other things.
You are committing crimes! Kidnapping!
You too. You know, you should pick friends who are less likely to hang you out to dry. And I don't mean the Church of Unity. Let's face it, your employers kind of think you're expendable. And I would kind of like to know why you aren't.
And on that note, we're going to end it for tonight.
Okay.
Thank you, everyone, for listening. Thank you, everyone, for playing. Tonight, I was joined by the amazing Beth, the incredible Ellie, and the spectacular Io. Who would like to plug a thing?
Jatika's player
power
right
cards here. Power cards?
Cords.
Cords. Oh. Plug things.
Yeah.
Jatika's player writes books. You can go to ElizabethMcCoy.com. Or you can, and then you can look at the books, the list of them there, and you can check them out at the library. They're ebooks, so you have to use either the Libby app or you can use Hoopla. And that way you get to check them out for free and decide if you like them, and I still get paid. I mean, my player still gets paid. And speaking of cool things.
Well, Jen writes over at bookofjen.net, so go give that website a follow. Additionally, we put all of our stuff over on aaronbsmith.com, where you can find links to all the various campaigns that we do. Cypher System, Dungeons & Dragons is closed, the beast has been destroyed, or defeated, or whatever. It's over there. This is over there. And GURPS. So much GURPS. Because we keep being available for GURPS. So it's the longest running show right now. You can also ask questions of the characters. You can do so by being on the Fediverse and following is.aaronbsmith.com/@cogwheel. Or you could email us at cogwheel@aaronbsmith.com. Or you could also ask questions in YouTube comments, because we're also on YouTube, although that's not where I recommend people go first to get our stuff. And also, people have been asking us questions every now and then on Patreon, where you can go to patreon.com/cogwheelgaming and help us keep the lights on, along with other illustrious patrons, including Ellie, Liv Droman, Paul, Shanshan, Walter, and Patron Emeritus Cindy. Until next time, this is Crash saying,
I thought I was going to be busy today, but somebody made a different decision.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.